She screamed in agony as he forced his cock deep into her bowels, stretching her ass until she thought it would tear, her slender 14-year-old body shaking and jerking in revulsion and terror, bent over and tied achingly to a large chair. She couldn't believe it, her mind a whirl of pain and humiliation. She had just left her house a few hours ago to go on a date. It seemed like another world altogether. She had taken over an hour to prepare, combing out her long blue-black hair and tying it in a loose braid, applying makeup to enhance her glowing Asian eyes, powdering her delicate features to give her face a clear, pale glow. She'd even brought a special dress, a short-sleeved affair which covered her upper body, pulling attention away from her almost non-existent chest to her narrow waist, and which fell from there into a short, flirty skirt, which showed off legs strong and well-shaped from years of bicycle riding. It had been so exciting, she remembered, being asked out by the 17-year-old captain of the football team, Tommy. All her friends had just died. She was forced back into reality as Tommy took her chin in his hand and forced her to look at him, her tear-stained face a mask of fear and desperation. Please. Please let me go. She whimpered as his friend continued plowing her virgin ass, sending streamers of agony through her each time his hips crashed against her ass cheeks, the penetration tearing her apart. You are so beautiful, Sylvia, he answered softly. I'm not done with you yet. With that, he stood up and urged his friend on, telling him to fuck the little bitch hard, to hurt her, to make her scream. She turned red in shame as she felt him come inside her ass burning at the violation. She remembered they had gone out to dinner. She had talked and he had talked, and then he had taken her back to his place, since he'd forgotten to bring the flowers he'd gotten her. He invited her in to meet his parents, but instead found Greg waiting for her just inside the door. Greg, a 6'2", 200-pound offensive lineman, had picked her up like she was a rag doll and thrown her to the ground. She hadn't realized what was going on even as he ripped the clothes off her. It was only when she'd seen Tommy stepping out of his pants that she realized that he was going to rape her. And rape her he had, taking her virginity brutally while she thrashed and screamed and begged and pleaded beneath him, the pain and humiliation and betrayal and shame making her buck with inhuman strength to throw him off. But all in vain. He had taken her with his friend Greg watching and helping, and they had laughed each time she screamed after he drove into her hard. And they had joked after he'd come and was still inside her, with her moaning, defeated, on the ground. She had thought they would let her go then, but she was wrong. Greg wanted his turn, and had tied her, bent over a chair, so he could have her remaining virgin whole. It was a hell from which she felt she'd never be released. You really think this chandelier is strong enough? She heard Greg ask, his cock thankfully removed from her anus. Sure. Hell, I used to swing from it when I was 10. She can't weigh much more than I did. Of course, we'll have to gag her. We don't want her caterwauling bringing over the neighbors. Okay, let's do it. They laughed and she heard them giving each other a high five. She had no fight left in her as they untied her, ignoring her pleadings to be released. Still, she managed to squirm and try to keep Tommy from shoving her panties in her mouth, until Greg grabbed her head and forced her jaw open. Tape then covered the lower half of her face as she was effectively gagged. And the rope was brought around to fasten her arms together in front of her, her wrists tied painfully together. Tommy held his prize at arm's length, gazing at her in admiration. She was a beauty, all right, the tears streaming down her face, the look of horror in her gorgeous Asian eyes, her wide, delicate nose flaring as she breathed, her long, blue-black hair frayed from its braid to fall across her shoulders. The way her shoulders shook as she sobbed made her more beautiful in his eyes. As Greg brought in a ladder from the garage, Tommy thought back to when he had first seen her. She'd been in the stand sitting next to the other freshmen, or fresh meat, as he and his friends called them, and he had been entranced. He had wanted her that very instant. More than that, he had wanted to dominate her, to hurt her, to hear her whimper under the punishment of his cock. And now he had her. He smiled to himself as he led his little Asian princess under the chandelier and handed the rope to Greg. Sylvia used her eyes to plead with Tommy to let her go, as she felt her arms pulled over her head, the rope on her wrists beginning to burn as she was pulled up to her toes, the muscles in her calves and thighs straining to keep their balance. Greg descended the ladder, and both he and Tommy stood back to admire their prize. Her shapely legs were well displayed as they strained to keep the ropes from stripping the skin from her wrists, her narrow hips and waspish waist giving her the illusion of a chest. Her breasts, although merely small bulges of flesh topped by nipples, perfectly complemented the rest of her body. Sylvia trembled fearfully in her bondage as the boys stared at her. She felt their cum dripping from her ass and cunt down her thighs, and clenched them together to hide the shame. When would this torture end? She thought. No. She tried to scream through her gag as she saw them pull their belts from their pants lying on the ground, but only a muffled moan came out. A loud thwack split the air, and she screamed in pain as a belt landed squarely against her midriff, jerking her off balance. As she struggled to take the weight off her wrists, a belt landed against her ass, sending thudding pain through her body and jerking her hips forward. Thwack against the front of her thighs. Thwack against her shoulder blades. Thwack against her small breasts. Thwack, thwack, thwack. The belts fell again and again, driving her crazy with agony. The pain in her wrists was merely a dull aching compared to the fire of her body as the belts drove her to the edge of consciousness. Her muffled screaming turned to grunting and whimpering as the boys relentlessly battered her teenage body. She was in a daze of pain when they stopped and didn't even realize it. Her wrists were bleeding and her body was black and blue. When she felt gentle hands lift her up, she didn't know whose they were or where she was. When the gag was removed, her mouth moved convulsively, but only soft, mewling sounds came out. Tommy, she remembered. Tommy, as she clutched at the warm body, which carried her to a bed and laid her gently down. Tommy and his friend had beaten her, and she ached. But why was he treating her so gently now? Why was he softly kissing her, so lovingly? On her neck and chest and nipples. She was in a half-dream state as she felt his hands at her ravaged sex, and she felt herself responding to his soft caresses. His lips were against hers, and she met his tongue with her own, her body rising with passion to press against his. When he entered her, it was bliss, and she moaned and twisted beneath him as he slowly rocked her to completion, filling her with his seed even as she screamed in orgasm and clutched at him with her whole body before collapsing on the bed. You're mine, Sylvia. It was a statement, not a question. Yes. Oh, yes. She whispered before falling into an exhausted sleep.